Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Mr. High Commissioner, 1 year ago, you spoke about the year 2015 as a possible breaking point. Your words could not be truer. Indeed, we have another year behind us, which brought challenges far beyond our expectations. European countries, including Slovakia, have invested considerable efforts and resources in saving lives, ensuring protection and fighting organized crime, with the aim to alleviate the tragic consequences of the current displacement movements. I particularly highlight the word alleviate because truly sustainable solutions to current problems can be found only where they occur. In this sense, we particularly welcome the upcoming High Commissioner's dialogue to be focused on the understanding and addressing root causes of displacement. We rely on your leadership and of your successor in promoting this fundamental understanding and balanced discussion in the current narrative. Mr. High Commissioner, in the spirit of solidarity, the government of the Slovak Republic decided to provide substantive resources to the trust funds for Syria and for Africa, as well as to other partners such as World Food Programme, IOM and UNICEF, with the aim to address these root causes of displacement. In the same vein, it is a great pleasure for me to announce the intention of my government to provide substantial additional financial support for the program of the High Commissioner in the amount of 600,000 euros in the year 2016. I take this opportunity also to confirm the satisfaction of my government with the quality of the long-lasting cooperation between the Office of UNHCR and Slovakia, in particular the collaboration within the project of the Emergency Transit Center. So far, hundreds of vulnerable persons from all parts of the world could find safe refuge by means within this project, by means of resettlement in full compliance with high international standards, and we believe many will do in the future. Protection of the most vulnerable has been always at the center of my country's approach, and this is what my country is currently doing also in real, practical terms. Before concluding, I take this opportunity, Mr. High Commissioner, to express my government's utmost appreciation for your tireless personal engagement for the cause of refugees throughout your mandate. I wish you all success in your future endeavors. I thank you, Madam Chairperson.